So we're at the Grand Bazaar today in Istanbul, Turkey, where they basically have really good fakes of different designer brands. We're going behind the scenes today with a friend that I met yesterday that I actually bought this watch off of. Super high quality. First quality is what they call it here in Turkey. And I like befriended him and he's gonna show us behind the scenes all their shops. They got like shops for everything. Like even the Yeezys I was buying yesterday, you can't tell the difference. Like maybe the only difference is that it's not sold in a fucking Nike store or online. So we're going behind the scenes with our friend Nico and he's gonna show us their watch shops, etc. Hopefully we can get some info out of him. I wanna see like what prices they actually get them for. We'll have an inside look on behind the scenes, boys. I'm back for you.
How are you?
Nico is a local Turkish salesman who runs an empire of fake products in the Grand Bazaar.
Yesterday I came to shop here.
Yeah.
And you found me from outside. You go, fuck this store.
Yeah, fuck this.
Come with me to the main store.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the store that people see, and then if they're interested, you bring them.
Exactly. I show them the other side, you know, because here we just put some example.
Yeah, and you have bad example and you have really good examples.
Exactly. Okay, let's go there.
From here, Nico would take us away from their front shop to their underground secret storage unit where they store the best quality fakes on the market.
So now we're behind the scenes, and this is the top quality stuff.
All of them high quality. Like,
this is top quality.
Yes, very
well. Nico, come here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where do you get these from? Like, how does it work? How does thing work? What is fake? Just because you spend 10 times more, it's real?
No, I'm going to explain to you everything. There is the name of the place, Istinye. They sell real stuff. You know, okay. Official one.
Right.
So we are buying just one example. Well, we have Hermes, Fendi, or LV, or Bottega, White Salomon, all big brand.
Right.
We have one real example. We have a factory. We give them, they made it same thing. Dimensions, accessories. Like China, you know,
Okay, so you also source them or somebody sources them for you?
No, we are buying.
Okay.
We have a factory, 50 or 60.
You buy a real one and then somebody somebody studies it, makes it all.
All data, dimension, the accessories.
And they make you a good one, a shittier one, a different
one? No, we just make a good one. The plastic we are buying from another.
From someone else.
Yeah, just we put some example.
Okay.
This is real leather.
While the leather quality of the fake wallet wasn't the same as the real one in my hand, it was a decent product and the details of the design were quite accurate.
When you get these, depending on what language the person speaks, you choose the price.
So the high quality price is gonna be high.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So the plastic they're gonna buy 1 month after they will put in the trash. So this is all of them, all our items, like with 2 years guarantee.
Unbeknown to me, Nico has a 2-year warranty on any products purchased in his illegal bag trade.
Us, we have a deal with all shipping companies, DHL, UPS, TNT, FedEx.
Oh, wow.
In the box, and then in 3 days, delivery is done. They're going to bring to your door.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
And how long have you been doing this?
When I was 13 years
13.
Old. Yeah, still I'm doing that business.
Is it a family business?
Yeah, this is our family business.
Okay, this is family, but then when you take me to another store.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
That's your cousin?
Yeah.
Okay, so all family, extended family.
Oh, yeah, we have friends, you know, if you want anything. I know shoes, bags, watches, sunglasses, doesn't matter what you want.
How does that work? It's all commission based?
No, it's, you know, some people work with commission, but if I take you somewhere, so I will not take commission.
Okay. It's just,
yeah.
Just, you know, taking just care of the family. Yeah. Yesterday you took me to a watch store, yeah, but you have watches here.
Yeah. I have, but we are same.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Can we go there?
Yeah, of course.
Let's go there. All right, so we're on our way now to the next spot where him and his cousins, they just like fuck around and banter all day. Are all these people your competitors?
Yeah. Listen, people are here. Some people are staying on the street. They're just hustling, you know.
Yeah.
Spending a few days with Nico, I was starting to realize that these aren't scammers. They're just bros talking shit for fun and trying to make a living.
This is homeless cousin that. This is the reason they do this whole business, is so that...
Trying to make business and get by host.
Yeah, it's so that we can get him a house and get him off the street.
We're gonna go drink some tea.
Okay.
We have big sales.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to know more. So I sat down with Nico and asked him the questions that we've all been wanting to know.
Come here, they'll offer you chai, water, make you feel at home. Now, you have a lot of returning customers?
Yeah, we have many customers. They, you know, like we have a customer 7 years ago. They came, still they are coming to buy stuff from us.
Really?
Yeah, we have customer like that. We have customer wholesale. We send with them. So like 1 month ago, we sent 100 kg to Chicago.
100 kilograms of bags
90,
and shit.
Yeah, 90 bags.
And it's somebody there selling.
Yeah, they are. They do.
You own the factory?
No, I'm not owning the factory.
Okay.
My uncle.
Oh, so your uncle does own the factory.
He's the owner. Yeah. He do everything. Just we are in, you know, we are.
And is that factory sourced in Turkey or is it sourced in China?
No, in Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Police, if they know the location, they might do something. Is that Turkish? Turkish police?
Yeah, Turkish police.
But they don't care. I mean, there's the whole bazaar. Everywhere you go is.
Louis Vuitton gonna send the lawyer.
Yeah.
The lawyer and, gonna come with the police. Then they're gonna see what you have. If how many Louis Vuitton you have, they're gonna take off everything.
But they'll only take whoever sued.
Yeah.
So Louis they Vuitton. Won't take your Chanel. They won't take
your. If lawyer come from Louis Vuitton company, so they're gonna take Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Chanel.
And how often does that happen?
I never happened to us. I wish it
really?
Was gonna happen. Yeah, but I see today also why it happened.
Because for me, I always wondered like, what's stopping someone from just coming here, pretending they're buying, and then they turn out to be a lawyer, and now they know your spot.
And we don't know.
Although the Turkish police support this hustle, Nico told me when designer brands are bored enough, they'll co-order the government to take a store's entire inventory.
But I see lots of people, they lose lots of things.
I feel like a lot of people who are buying real Louis Vuitton want to say they bought it real. So it's like someone who's going to buy a fake.
Someone buy a real one and they're going to keep it. And they're going to buy the normal one, the high quality from Turkey. They will use it. The real one they're going to put in house.
Yeah.
They're going to use other one. In UK, you see maybe on, I see today on Instagram.
You're saying from social media, the Vice documentary?
Yeah.
Social media and they rob them?
Yeah, they
that one?
Them. Yeah, he just, you know, they buy a fake because of that.
Yeah.
But the real one is very expensive.
Yeah.
That's right. And they put the real one at home and they're going to use the normal one. So it's
now,
the vaccine.
Now, does your market grow?
Yeah.
Like every day, are you making more and more money or is it just constant?
No, it's every day. Every day it's going, yeah.
It goes up because more people are starting to buy fakes, see the quality, more people learn
because
about it.
It's really between us and real, maybe some details, but it's really same. You know Hermes? The Hermes. If the people want to buy real one, they have to wait 4 or 5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
People don't want to
so
wait that.
They're going to come to Grand Bazaar, they can buy everything.
Yeah. What percentage of your sales is in person versus online?
And online, we are just put half price, you know, it's free shipping.
Ah, okay.
You understand what I mean?
Wait, online you...
If it's cost to me $100, so with the shipping, it's going to cost me $120, I just put $30 profit. That's
okay,
it.
So you sell it for $150, you make your money, you're just...
Yeah,
so it's consistent, residual.
Exactly.
Do people bargain online?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
You can see on here.
Yeah?
I said $420, she says Swiss Super Replica $100. $120, look, she make a bargain with me.
So what do you say here?
buy it, okay, nice day. Then it was like, stuff like that. The people are making bargains.
I was starting to realize that there's real humans behind these Instagram sales accounts that we all think are fake.
He won Ferrari for leather price.
But
like that.
How much can somebody bargain online?
If I say 100 directly, they say 50.
Yeah, you expect it. So you have to double the price.
You know, I explain to them everything. I say, you know, I'm not gonna rob the people. Do you understand? Some people, they're gonna just share the features. They're gonna say, yes, okay. If I say 100, if she say 50, so if I say yes, so I'm gonna take her money and I'm not gonna send to her stuff. Do you understand what I mean?
Ah.
So I say, this is my price. If you expect it, so it's okay. If you don't, so I will not take your money.
Yeah.
If I say yes, I will take your money and I will put your money in my pocket. I will not send you anything.
If you say yes to 50,
yeah,
because you'll lose money.
Yeah.
It's crazy because it's all a game of online trust. Yeah. I don't want it to like sound like I'm just sucking them off, guys. Look, his Instagram is in, I'm going to put it in the bio. And obviously, you know, watch what you're doing because I'm not going to guarantee you 100% that it works. But from my experience with him, like these people are just, they're cool people and they're just making money. I like to see the good side in people, you know, and to me, it's just them making a business. I know it's fake, so it's like whatever, but if the product is good quality, like people always ask me, hey, Arab, how do you afford your travels, whatever, you know, you spend so much money on content, blah, blah. If the content's good, just follow and subscribe, you know? So if the quality that you're getting is good, like this is really good, right? This is a good quality. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's not an ad. It's just like, I like supporting people across the world doing this, and it's cool to see these sides of the world. I think everyone's interested. It's like a Vice documentary, but more of like a vlog style, where we're just here. We came and kicked it with our friends. How are you, my friend?
How are you? Oğlum, you are Twitch, man. I see you.
You watch it yesterday?
Yes.
All of you watch together?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I like it. Drink something?
Yeah, we drink tea. Thank you, my friend. Like, it's just like that, bro. It's just boys they just sit in this fucking mall area and they fuck around. So this is the shoes that I was gonna buy yesterday, and I came to buy them, and he basically told me the price was like, he wouldn't go below 90, which is half price of what if you were to buy it wholesale. How much does it cost you to make these?
I have to tell you?
No, you don't have to, but if you don't want to, you can.
If I'm saying to you something, so I'm gonna say to you double. If it's 100, I'm gonna say to you 200. So we're gonna negotiate it, you know, like make a bargain. So I have to make a 50. If 100,
makes sense.
I have to make it 50.
Yeah, it's a business.
50% profits. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Now, does your shop being at the front of the bazaar, does that help or does it not help?
What do you mean? You mean
your shop is beginning of the bazaar. Yeah. All this is at the beginning, before you enter. Is that good or bad?
Price is better here. Inside the Instagram bazaar, it's very high.
Why? Wouldn't it be higher at the front of it?
Because they pay more rent.
Ah, okay. Rent. Okay, okay.
If I pay 5,000 here, they're going to pay 10,000. Bags is very easy to sell because, you know, women are searching.
Yeah.
They know what they're going to buy.
Women know exactly which bag they come in.
Yeah, exactly. They know inside, they know outside, they know everything. It's
and really, also,
we do best copy.
A lot of the time they're with their husband.
Yeah.
So their husband's going to pay, so they don't care about the price.
Exactly.
Homeless man.
How are you?
How are you? How was your sale?
Sir, what do you do?
Good?
End of the time, we finish, but too much stress.
Oh, really? Yeah. But you finish. They buy?
Of course.
Good. Worth.
What did you say last day?
Huh?
Seller.
Sell it?
Seller. Seller. And scammer.
Scammer.
It means good seller.
Oh, yeah?
No, really. The customers scammed us. Normally, we're selling to make business. But he was my friend customers. I just sell friendly price.
But big
sometimes
stress.
Like this, sometimes you sell too much and you don't waste your too much time and you're making good business.
So it makes sometimes good,
sometimes
bad.
You spend your all day, only 110% profit.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. You have this watch shop.
You have to open from the other way.
You have this watch shop.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me what makes it so good fake.
First, it's not working with battery. The second thing, it's sapphire glass.
Okay, so it doesn't scratch.
Yeah, it doesn't scratch.
Okay.
It's sapphire glass. And other things, this is stainless steel. This is whole life, you can wear it.
Okay.
If you not lose, or if anyone try to shut you and take your watches, you can wear all whole life. Stainless steel. If not change color. You can go with swim.
People, is a real Rolex made with stainless steel?
This Rolex now is making Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Platinum.
Platinum.
They do.
Ethereum. Who would have thought? But this made me even more curious. So I had Omer show me the other intricate details which made this replica so good.
Example here. This original is also doing
yes.
For Chinese, nothing is hard. Yeah. It's original inside is on up and teeny and heavy. This is little bit more lower and not tiny.
Oh, so this one is less heavy than original.
Yeah, exactly.
But everything about it else similar.
The look same.
Yeah.
It depends how they made quality.
Right. How many hours do you work a day?
12.
12.
Exactly.
From what? 7 to 7?
7 to 7. No, 8 and 8.
8 to 8.
Me, 9.
Mostly like this, but it is depends price. This Grand Bazaar, they start to 8, they finish 7.
Yeah.
But I'm start at an 8 and
because you
finish
need to,
9.
You get them on the way out too, right?
On my way to Grand Bazaar. But somewhere else, working 18 hours, for example, somewhere like Taksim.
Okay. Do you make these and you have a factory for these or you get these from China? The watches.
I buy from somebody else. They buy from somebody else.
Okay.
Buy from maybe Chinese.
So it goes down the line.
Yeah.
Everyone is making a little bit of
work
off of it. Now, what do you have to tell people who say you're a scammer?
Not all. Someone is telling me he's a scammer, but it's not a scammer. We are, you seeing what you're gonna buy?
Yeah.
Yeah? You liking?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm not giving you the hardly. You liking and we getting price deal. It is free shopping, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, this is not real shop too. We only put price and sell only one price. Already all tourists, all country tourists coming for that.
Yeah.
Because free shopping, you can make deal.
Yeah.
It's not only one price and not real things. Everybody know this.
You get angry at someone for saying lower price?
Finally, sometime, yes. Because why? Maybe they spend 2 hours, 3 hours, end of time, they leaving and they not buy.
Who Who gives you the hardest time? What kind of customers?
Mostly Arabic.
Arabic?
Exactly.
Americans, they don't even bargain, do they?
Best customers from America.
First yeah.
thing, they know what they're gonna buy.
Yeah.
They understand from the quality.
What vibe did you get from me when I come in? Was it friendly? Was it angry?
Friendly. You was friendly. If every customer come like you, I never make stress and I will not be old like this early.
So this is the clothes shop.
If you let me, I will find you something good.
Sure.
If you like it and it be fit and like it be your style, you will buy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But not 170%.
No, I you just give me a price, I won't bargain. You make your money, I won't say anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
You give me a good price. Okay. I trust you.
What do you and like? Whether what's your favorite color?
Huh?
What's your favorite color?
Black or yellow.
Black or yellow.
Yellow is good. Or purple. Purple is good. So what'll happen here is he brings them and then he gets a commission for when he sells me. Right?
No way, no chance.
You don't get commission?
With other customers, maybe.
Oh, not with me?
They bring me customers, I bring them.
And you bring them. So no commission?
No commission.
Okay. You have hoodie? Not hoodie, hoodie without hoodie. Sweater.
Jumper.
Yeah, sure, jumper.
You don't know how to call that? Jumper?
No, we call it hoodie.
I teach you something.
No, we call it sweater.
Sweater, is it jumper? Is jumper the same?
No. There is have hoodie and jumper.
Jumper. Without, so hoodie without, without hoodie. Yeah. Yeah, jumper.
Hoodies with...
I like jumper or hoodie. Jumper more.
Sweater. No?
Show
me
jumper.
You don't know what you want?
No, jumper.
Jumper.
Let me see a good jumper.
Look, this is
because, like it. Yeah, oh, this is nice.
Of course. My friend, this is not...
Oh, that is good. Oh, that's hard. You like my six pack?
Wow.
Yeah? Good six pack?
Hope one day.
Huh? You hope one day you can be as fit as me?
No, I'm out getting bigger.
Alright, I'll buy this one. Just for you.
If you like it, buy. Not for me.
I'll buy for you.
Thank you very much.
We came to make a video about behind the scenes and now we're purchasing. Look at that.
Normally we are not card.
Oh, really?
But when people make shopping, we are giving something small present, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you buy this from my price, I make present this.
Same. Whatever price you tell me, I will pay. I told you I'm not here to bargain.
Okay.
You are my friend. I now know you make profit. I don't say anything. I'm just trusting random strangers. It's just how I am.
You have dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I also have lira.
You have lira. Anyway, end of time.
Same thing.
You're gonna same thing. Both? Both?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
50.
That's
$50.
Yeah.
You have US?
US? Change.
You have 50 US?
Yeah, yeah. There is... You can find for 20, for 30, not same material.
I'm not asking.
Yeah.
I tell you, whatever you say.
Before you ask, I'm going to explain to you.
Thank
That's
you.
That's why.
Thank you.
They do like this people.
Is this real?
No, it's fake.
My friend, this is a fake 50.
I scammer you.
Come, it's come.
Made in Turkey.
Give me the 100. Give me the 100. I give you lira.
Okay. Is this a really? Problem?
That's a fake 50, bro. That's the behind the scenes of the... illegal replica markets, the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul, Turkey. Now you guys know, like, yeah, well, to us, to outsiders, they might seem like scammers. And yeah, you do get higher prices at times. At the end of the day, it's just people. At the end of the day, it's just people doing business. Like now we've been looped into another store. Anyways, if you guys did enjoy this video, I'm trying to portray these, it's my first time doing something like these, and I want to do more of these, so drop a like, subscribe, let me know what you guys think we could do better. Tell them, like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Subscribe, subscribe, like the video, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yes, because you can't look at me.
Yes.
Don't look myself for
We'll see you guys in the next video.